Erev Tov Rabotai. So, in honor of our Tuesday night question and answer sessions, I'm going to give a short monologue. This is a thought that I've heard from several Rabbanim in the past few months. You know, it's hard to even say it. It seems that post October 7th, and Am Yisrael is still very much at war, there's still hostages. The economy of Eretz Yisrael in the shot, complete chaos. It seems, even though it might not be the case, but it seems to some people like life goes on. Even in Eretz Yisrael, it looks like, to a certain extent, unless you're in Gaza or whatever, in the north, business as usual. And to a certain extent, that's necessary for mankind to continue to exist. There's always tzarot, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he leads the world is that he wants, to a certain extent, life to go on. But on the other hand, not to become complacent to a very tragic situation that's still very much happening, unfolding. It's not over yet. So, by life going on, for a firm Jew, what have we had since then? Chanukah's come and gone. Tu Bishvat, Chodesh Adar, winter vacation, you know. Things have happened. There was talk about whether or not winter vacation should be curtailed this year because of the matzav. Everybody did, at the end of the day, what they did. But now Purim comes. And Purim is a powerhouse of simcha. And the question becomes, in situations like we find ourselves now, how do you strike a balance between this joyful time of year, Purim, Pesach, Purim, we're wild with simcha, Pesach, Zman Cherutenu, everybody's all happy, while also knowing that the situation in Eretz Yisrael and with Am Yisrael is such that not everything's normal. And there's people during Purim who are still, hopefully not, but it seems like there are going to be some people in captivity. And there's people going to be still at war during Purim. So how do you strike a balance? So the truth is that to enter Purim this year with the usual frivolity and happy-go-lucky and just like craziness would probably not be sensitive to the situation. Yes, it's a day of simcha. It's a day for mishte v'simcha v'yom tov, mishloach manot, tishle re'eu, music and dancing v'akol. But, you know, so to speak, la'alot et Yerushalayim rosh simchatenu, to realize that there's something going on, and to completely let loose and not to realize that we would be doing an injustice to Achenu Bnei Yisrael. It's not what that means. There's no rules or regulations what you should cut back on. Obviously, Purim is supposed to be happy day. There's no question, but something, maybe, you know, a little bit different than what we do every other year, just in order to realize that it's not business as usual. Whatever that, the yeshiva had actually spoken about that by the Rebbe's meeting, what exactly the yeshiva would do to not commemorate, but to mark the fact that, you know, the matzav is what it is. Not sure exactly what the maskana is, but it will be a drop toned down. Because we can't just completely go party and pretend like nothing's wrong, because everything's wrong. Because the world's on fire, and Am Yisrael is suffering, and there's anti-Semitism everywhere, and Galut is rearing its ugly head again. That's where we are. So to be oblivious of that would be not only doing the hostages and Achenu Bnei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael an injustice, it's an injustice to ourselves. We have to realize, you're looking around, anti-Semitism, blatant anti. Look at the streets, they're calling for intifadas, jihads, whatever. That means murdering Jews. People are openly calling for murder of Jews in the street, like, you know what I'm saying? And we're not talking about, you know, in Gaza here, we're talking about New York and Toronto and other civilized, quote-unquote, LA and all these other gangnams. Why? Because that's what's woke right now. That's what's you know, this life matters, and that life, as long as it's not a Jewish life. The Jewish life, bar mitzvah. You know what I'm saying? So you have to realize, we're in Galut. It's a scary time. It's also a little bit of a reassuring time, because if we've hit such rock bottom, that must mean there's no question that the Galut is right around the corner. You can't get much worse than this. Pashut. So that means Galut is right there. Galut is like right behind the door. Geula is right behind the door. It's a big zach. So with Purim and Pesach and everything coming along, everybody's got to do their own avodah. It's not business as usual. It's not exactly the same. There's a pasuk in Tehillim that really encapsulates this. Pasuk says, "Ivdu et Adonai besimcha v'gilu bir'ada." Serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with joy and rejoice with trepidation. What does that mean? David HaMelech is telling us that we're human beings, we're complex beings with many emotions. And many times, what do you think, we act with one emotion at a time? Many times we're consumed with varying emotions all at the same time. David HaMelech says, look, you can serve Hashem b'simcha and yet tremble at the same time with fear. How do you have simcha is joy, wow, boundless, great, and fear is scary. So how do you have that at the same time? He says, figure it out, it's possible. We are complex beings. We're not amoebas, that amoebas don't have feelings, but, you know, point being, there's a lot going on. And we have to know, as from Jews, how to digest that and make it happen and reflect that. That's, you know, life is very dynamic. Life changes, fluctuates, there's a lot that's going on. And we have to be able, there's a midah that Rav Chaim Shmulevitz speaks about in Sichot Musar, histaglut, adaptation. If you don't learn how to adapt to your circumstances, to your surroundings, to your environment, you know what happens to organisms that don't adapt to their environments, to their habitats? They die. Huh? No, you gotta be quick on your feet. You gotta adapt. That's what happens. There's many different ecosystems in the planet. And if you don't get with the program, you're going to get eaten. Right? That's the way it works. Lachin, Rabotai, this is something to think about as Purim gets closer. I'll open the floor, take a few questions. Niten lakohen kolom kol. Kohen shelano. Go ahead.
What should our mindset be in regards to drinking on Purim? Like, for, like, get wasted and tipsy a little bit, like, perfect?
I'd like to show off,
like, oh, I'm drinking this bottle, I'm drinking one bottle, two bottle, to make, like, a whole, like...
All of a sudden, everybody gets all show-offy.
Yeah.
You know what the... let me explain to you. As a wine connoisseur or whatever, wine's not supposed to be... wine or other alcohol is not supposed to be guzzled or whatever. It's supposed to be enjoyed. Enjoying it means that you stay normal when you do it. With regards to the mitzvah on Purim, the mitzvah is quite clear. Although there's machlokot about the exact parameters, all the poskim seem to say, shote yoter milimudo. You drink a little bit more than what you're used to. Whatever it is that you're used to on Shabbatot, Yamim Tovim, you drink a glass, so you drink a second glass. There's machloket whether or not you can use other spirits, other liquors for the mitzvah. If you drink a shot, so you drink a second shot. The Rama quotes the Rambam that you're supposed to get a little tired as a result, put your head down, go to sleep, achelo yadan yu yotze, to get wasted and all these other things that bring chilul Hashem shamayim. That's not the Me'iri in Masechet Megillah Daf Zayin, very, very famous Me'iri in Bet HaBechira. He says that if you get wasted, that's not the simcha, that's not simcha. That's just drunkenness. You know what I'm saying? That's a frat party. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about simcha. It's supposed to be used as a vehicle to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To sing, to dance, to say Divrei Torah, to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in ways that we wouldn't usually during the rest of the year. But if you're getting wasted, what kind of connection is that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu?
Why don't we drink, like, every Shabbat, like Purim? Why Dafka Purim is it a to drink
extra? Purim, because that, first of all, the Nes was through wine. The Nes came through wine. Mishteh v'simcha. The Nes was a physical Nes. So the Chachamim, this is something that makes a person very glad. More than usual on Purim because of the Nes, Chachamim were taken just to drop more. Not to go Majnun. You're Ben Torah. Not you. I'm saying in general. A person's a Ben Torah. Know how to keep your composure. When a person gets drunk, don't say foolishness. Don't throw up and roll on the ground. Kmo ben adam. You know what I'm saying? What's a real ben Torah? Adam nikar בשלושה דברים. בכוסו, בכיסו ובכעסו. What's כוסו? How he holds his alcohol. It's one of the פירושים, the ראשונים. How he drinks. What does he do when he drinks? What comes out? All the שטויות and זה? Or inner things. Here, קדושה coming out. Here, his inner רצונות. He wants to be מדבק לתמיד החכמים. You can tell a lot about a person how he holds his alcohol. There's a mitzvah, נכון? אבל... Stay calm, cool, and collected. Composed, yeah.
I'd say that in general throughout life, when someone tests you, they bother you, whatever, you like think before you act, and then you video react. Okay. When you drink, like, you stop thinking, you just react. So it isn't going to lead to like sins left and right or something.
In general, yes. So you're saying, why were the chachamim metaken to begin with? That was part of the mitzvah, part of the simcha. Hare, wine also is, forget about, yes, wine does lead to sin, but in the proper measure, just like anything else, it leads to simcha. V'yayin yisamach levav enosh le'atzil panim misham. V'lechem levav enosh yis'ad. In the form of a seuda, is there any seuda of kedusha that doesn't revolve around wine? Kiddush, v'avdala, shabbatot, v'yamim tovim, all revolves around wine. Why? Because wine also brings about kedusha.
Is it because it's like a
chashivut
or because it has alcohol
dafka? Both. Chashivut, why? Because yayin yisamach. So the chachamim decided to crown wine as the, you know, how we begin all of our seudot mitzvah. Kiddushin, yayin. Milah, yayin. Pidyon haben, yayin. Hakol yayin. Why? Yayin is davar chashuv. It's davar mesameach. It's something that simcha revolves. Can it be abused? You betcha. Can everything in life be abused? Sure. Achila, eating. When a person eats, right? Makes a person besimcha, all the seudot mitzvah. Can a person eat achila gasa? Yes. Can a person get sick from eating? Yes. Anything in life can be used properly in moderation or abused. It's up to us, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us the keys to be able to deal with it, you know, to do it in moderation. Yeah, Maor.
Could you ask Rabbi Elbaz if an observant Jew could be a tax attorney? My main concern...
BA?
Tax attorney. My main concern is if I'm dealing with clients that are more wrong than right, and if I'm allowed to represent them or not. Someone from my Chabura asked this, told me to forward it.
Being a tax attorney, if you can help... Again, there's actually a tshuva in Yichaveh Da'at whether or not it's permissible to be an attorney in Eretz Yisrael. A Jewish lawyer to represent fellow Jews in civil court in Eretz Yisrael. Now, when you go to civil court, especially about monetary and yishut things and stuff like that, so that you're representing him to get winning shelo kahalacha, lo pashut. But to represent a fellow Jew, as even if he might be a little bit wrong, but you're what does an attorney do? Does it mean he's proving the court that he's not wrong? Could be wrong, but what, he's trying to mitigate it. He's trying to be melamed zechut, all these things. So I would say, if a fellow Jew's in trouble and you're able to use your talents to, you know, to help him, to defend him, to mitigate whatever punishment otherwise he would have gotten, mitzvah. It's not nisu. To represent one Jew against another in a secular court, la halacha, a Jew should abstain from that, not take the case. Especially if it's monetary. Two Jews going to court without a heter arkaot from a bedin, zasu. What are you going to represent him for? You're going to help him get, that's lifna iver. You're helping him get winnings that are shalom lefi din Torah. Zasu la asot kacha. That's a different story. But over here, you're defending him against the court system, against the whatever it is. If you can help him, matovu mana'im. Anybody else? Yeah, Shmuel.
How much should Gehenna affect a person's daily, you know, Avodah Hashem or whatever? Should it be something that's like very frequently on your mind? Like, I feel like it's something that's not so healthy. Like, is there
a balance? Yes, me specifically, because again, no, I'm Muslim. No, it's a good question. How much is Gehinnom supposed to play a role in our Avodat Hashem in general? It's a good question. Gehinnom, by the way, is just, it's what we associate Yirat Shamayim with. Shlomo HaMelech said it best. Sof davar hakol ishma. Et ha'elohim ira, v'et mitzvotav shemor, ki ze kol ha'adam. Everything revolves around Yirat Shamayim. Kol she'irat chet'o kodemet lo chochmato, chochmato mitkayemet. V'kol she'en yirat chet'o, v'kol she'chochmato kodemet yirat chet'o, en chochmato mitkayemet. Everything at the end of the day has to do with Yirat Shamayim. However you're able to be me'orer that yirat shamayim in your mind, do it that way. Some people, very superficially, with Gehinnam. Now, it's important. Gehinnam is important because it scares us into not doing Averot, which is a form of Yirat Shamayim. Are there loftier, higher levels of Yirat Shamayim, Yirat HaRomimut and others? Sure. The greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the utter shame in defying Him, Bevadai, that's higher. But if Gehinnam is going to prevent us from doing Averot, I told you, my Rebbe had a Kabbalah from his father and his father, all the way up to from Rabbi Yitzchak Hanun, from the Kovner Rav. He had a Kabbalah all the way from Gil Shalosh, from when a child turns 3. They used to teach them that Gehenim brent. Gehinnam burns. How much does a child understand? I don't know.
Even that, like, so that's like a little bit.
Huh?
It's like every day, like they're...
I don't know how often they would mind the kid. I don't know. They told him... It's never too early. They introduced the idea, the concept of Gehinnam, Begil Shalosh. That's it.
Yeah. Let's say, just an example. Like,
yeah.
Let's say someone, there's something on the Hefker counter.
Yeah.
And it's very likely Chadash.
Yeah.
And you're going to say, like, I can't eat the Gehinnom. It sounds like, oh, okay, look, don't eat it. I got it.
That's just cheapening Gehinnom. You know what I'm saying? If it's becoming a joke already, then not. Gehinnam is a place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends Chotim, Rishayim, to pay up for their Avonot. That's Pashut. Sachar Va'onish, that's one of the Yud Gimal Ikarim. Person doesn't believe in Sachar Va'onish, or Kofir. Part of the Onish is Gehinnam. There's other Onashim as well. But you got to know that, in general, thoughts of Gehinnam is supposed to engender Yirat Shamayim. If it's being overused and whatever, sometimes just used as a colloquial. And doesn't really help anybody too much. You know what I'm saying? If a person really feels a tzitter, he has a ta'ava to eat that thing, and it's chadash. So, and he feels mamash, like it says by Yitzchak Avinu, Gehinnam petucha lefanav. When Esa, okay, I hear it, that's a good thing. He's about to reach for it, and as he's reaching for the chadash, he feels the flames of Gehinnam licking his fingers. Zevanti. You know what I'm saying? Aval kasheh. How many people do you know like that? You know what I'm saying? Usually it's used... You also don't want to cheapen Gehinnam because it's a very scary place. You don't want to cheapen it. Gehinnam's a mafchid me'od. If you want to learn, I don't know if we have it here. We should have it here. Put on the thing. Sefer Rashit Chochma. Rashit Chochma was written by a Talmid of the Ramak, Rabbeinu Eliyahu Devidas. He was one of the Chashuvei Talmidei Ramak. Sefer that's heavily inclined towards Kabbalah. There's a whole shad that speaks about how, what, and the whole description of Gehinnam and what goes on there, and how different avonot get punished in Gehinnam, how long, what they hang you from, how they burn you, what them, akol shama, meod mafchid, scary, very scary, but it's musar, it's from Rashid Chochma, Shaar Gehinnam, Talmid Ramak, this is classic Sfardi Musar, people, Rashid Chochma. Huh? On Rashid Chochma? There's a lot of other stuff there also. You should know. There's also different schools of thought between, you know, Sfaradim, Ashkenazim, Litvaks, and Hasidim. For instance, in Litvashi yeshivas, you'll never hear them speaking publicly about Zera Levatala. Doesn't happen. Litvashi yeshivas, there's other tactics on how to deal with them. Hasidish yeshivas, they're all over it all the time. Spoken about very publicly. There's different shitas. I would say Gehinnam maybe is also another, you know what I'm saying? Could be a shayach to different schools of thought.
Like,
yeah.
And like, you get up something and it's like, oh, it's Gilui Arayas or something like that. Like,
yeah.
Like, he did, like, you give like an example of what's going on in the Gemara.
Yeah.
And like, you say, like, this person does X, whatever, it's Gehinnam. I don't know, just doesn't, it seems like, I guess it's almost like cheapening.
To a certain extent, if it becomes like a slang, then it's cheapening it. But if it really reminds you, Averot gets you to Gehinnam. Maybe. Yeah. It's like a person who walks around all the time thinking about death. Yezkir la'atzmo yom amita, but if you're walking around all day long thinking morbid thoughts about death and decomposition and stuff like that, yeah, it's hard to serve Hashem b'simcha when you're thinking about worms eating you. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though Chazal say to think about it. put everything in a balance. Yeah. Last question.
Would Would the world ever send his kids to Landers?
I don't see why not. I mean, again, depends what. It's a very, very broad.
It's very specific.
No, it's not a very specific question because it really depends on what derech they want to go. You know what I'm saying? I have a certain derech that I want them to go, but eventually it's their choice which derech they want to go. If they wanted to go along the learning / parnasa route, I would certainly want them to be in Landers. If they would go into full-time, they would want to go into full-time learning, go to, you know, yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, whatever, I'd be all for that too. But if they wanted to go through the parnasa route, be'emet, with my hand in my heart, there's nowhere else that I want them to be but here. Because I know what goes on, pose makom, you know, you're lucky, you have tevat noach. A lot of garbage that goes in outside. So again, I can't dictate to them their derech. I can recommend, try to guide, counsel. I can't dictate. So it depends on what derech they choose. Good answer? Yeah.
Is it inappropriate for Yeshiva Bachrim to have set nights in their dorm where they make a matzav and they order food to watch movies?
In a dorm of a yeshiva? Mazad vani mind.
Even if it's like kid movie, childish, cartoon, nothing inappropriate, zero.
What are you making a matziv out of a movie? You need to watch it. I'm not saying go watch a movie. I'm saying if you need to watch it, what are you making a matziv?
Weekly, anything, twice a week.
Anything you make a matziv about, you're giving chashivut. Mata noten ez chashivut. You want to tell me you're making a special chabur, a special limud in the dorm, and you're ordering food lechvod ze? Ah, making a matziv. Nobody's watching kid movies. Do me a favor. Not at this age. Ta'aseh li tova. You know what I'm saying? You're making a matziv to watch movies. You're in yeshiva, you're ben teira. Rabotai, you're either ben teira or you're not. There's no quasi, you know, well, I'm kind of when I'm in the base medrash, but when I leave, you know what I'm saying? I need a chill. I need a... What are you talking about? You're ben teira. What are you doing? Ta'aseh li arbit tza'ar. I hope it's not true. Yeah, anyway.